Hello. Welcome to the blog. This one concerns change management training. Change management training. How well are you doing when compared against your performance at the same time last year? How well are you doing when compared against your goals that you had set for yourself? How well are you doing when compared against perfection? Here is another question. What must we do in order to improve on your current situation? In order to improve on the current situation, we must learn to avoid obvious errors, make excellent decisions, quickly solve problems, make the necessary adjustments, and implement rapid improvements, changes. Here are some universal principles. First universal principle, continuous improvement. No matter what is the current situation, improvement is always possible and should be taken. Second universal principle, nature's law of disordered, entropic change. There is, in nature, a tendency towards an increase in disorder and chaos. This is nature's law of entropy. Third universal principle, change management is our progressive response to nature's law of entropy, increased disorder and chaos, and also our means to achieve continuous improvement. Don't just stand there. Try something else. Repeating what you did last year, doing nothing different, is a recipe for disaster, because if everything has a tendency to move and you don't move, then doing nothing invites decay and disaster. Staying the same is impossible. If you are not trying to improve, then you must fall behind. Staying the same is regressive. Here is the goal, to use the principles of continuous improvement by means of progressive change management, in order to fight nature's natural law of entropy, and in order to make tomorrow's situation better than the current situation. What is continuous improvement? Continuous improvement is the philosophy that no matter what you have now, it could be improved upon, and therefore it should be improved upon. What is meant by entropic change management? Entropic change management is the process of countering the tendency towards things breaking down, becoming more disordered, wearing out and failing over time. Entropic change management is the minimum requirement. It is what we must do in order to ward off certain defeat. What is meant by progressive change management? Progressive change management is the process of improving whatever can be improved, as a matter of principle, forever. Remaining the same relative to your environment is impossible. The environment is never static. So, if a competition, or the economy, or advancing technology, or the political circumstances are changing, then we must continue to change and evolve in order to simply keep what we have. To increase what we have, we must improve. The method of continuous improvement. By what means can we involve ourselves in the process of continuous improvement? Memorize this formula now. Purpose. Plan. Action. Feedback. Change. Success is an expression of the success formula. All successful goal-directed action is an expression of the same formula. All successful goal-directed action follows the same identical steps: purpose, plan, action, feedback, change. Let us look at each of the five steps. 1. The purpose. Step 1 is, clarify your purpose in clear written statements that you review every day. Be as specific as possible. Step 2 is, 2. Formulate your best plan in writing. Gather the best information available and formulate a detailed written plan. The written plan acts as a blueprint to guide your daily actions. Then take step 3. 3. Take decisive action on the plan. Remember, a plan will not work unless you do. For every action there is a reaction. All actions have consequences. Some actions work well. Some actions don't work well. Which leads us to step 4. 4. Be keenly aware of the feedback results that your current actions are creating. Most plans do not work first time. Notice where your current actions are on target and where you are off target. Where is your plan working well to produce good progress? Where is your plan not working and not producing good progress? Where is your plan going badly wrong and is useless? When the feedback is in, ponder the meaning of the feedback. Never mistake criticism, setbacks, or temporary defeat as permanent failure. Instead, regroup, think about the meaning of the result, and come back stronger with an even better plan. Move instantly to step 5. 5. Change in the light of the feedback results. Evolve, adapt, and change. If it isn't working, then change it. Whatever is not working, eliminate it, or adapt, or change it. Don't keep on doing those things that don't work, or that are counterproductive. It seems obvious that you shouldn't do what does not work. It seems obvious that you shouldn't do what is counterproductive. Instead, embrace change. Every day ask yourself the same 5 questions. 1. What is the goal for today? 2. What is the plan to achieve the goal? 3. What am I going to do about it? 4. What is the feedback, what is working, and what isn't? 5. In the light of recent feedback results, what changes or adaptations do I need to make? This is not rocket science. It's simple, but not easy. Keep everyone you know on the success formula,